Chapter 5. Faith Before the Surgery. After that, we returned home to Virginia. By God's grace, a call came from the hospital. They gave us the good news that the surgery would be done at 5 in the morning on August the 28th. In this state of illness, the ongoing journey felt painful to bear. I wondered how the surgery would go, whether there might be other complications. In that season, we turned to meditating on God's Word and to prayer. He alone is my rock of salvation, my defense, my high tower, I shall not be shaken. Psalm chapter 62, verses 6 and 7, we found in Him our strong refuge, our hiding place. A certain assurance settled within me. I knew that if death were to come to me, I would see Christ face to face. For a Christian, there is eternal life after death. Christ is my Father and my Master. He is my God. The Holy Spirit of God is near to me. As it says in Psalm chapter 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm chapter 23, verse 3. That word gave me great courage. On August the 11th, I was diagnosed with cancer. On the 28th, through surgery, an 8.6 centimeter growth was removed. After that, the cancer was completely removed from my body.